Now, the incoming Czech government has declared the fight against corruption as one of its top priorities. One of the hot spots has long been the Czech Defence Ministry, whose contracts with foreign arms producers have to go through mediating firms. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas vowed to change the practice and make the ministry's arms deals more transparent. Jan Richter has the details.
In 2003, the Czech government agreed to pay some 20 billion crowns for a 10-year lease of 14 Swedish-made Gripen fighters. 4 years later, the defense ministry bought 19 German armored vehicles Dingo for more than 700 million crowns. In March 2009, the ministry paid 14.4 billion crowns for 107 Austrian armored personnel carriers Pandur. A month later, the government spent 3.5 billion crowns on Spanish-made Casa transport planes. All of these contracts have come under the spotlight on suspicion of corruption, and all of them were concluded through mediating companies. On Tuesday, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said this would have to change.
Považuji za nesmírně důležité.
I consider it to be very important, even crucial in the coming period for the Defense Ministry to lose its reputation of being some sort of cash cow from which a group of parasitical firms draw taxpayers' money through all kinds of contracts, licenses, and so on.
According to a controversial 1994 act, the Defense Ministry cannot buy arms directly from foreign producers, but has to go through mediating firms, a practice many see as inviting corruption. The incoming government now wants to change the law and allow the ministry to purchase arms and other equipment directly. Prime Minister Nečas again.
Doby, kdy bylo řečeno, že dokonce použití těchto firm dokonce při nákupech ze zahraničí dokonce...
The times when people claimed these firms were indispensable even for purchases from foreign governments, when some politicians shed crocodile tears over what the army and the defense ministry would do without these mediators, well, those times are over.
Bez těchto zprostředkujících firm počnou, tyto doby končí.
While anti-corruption watchdogs have welcomed the promise of change, the plan has also met with objections. One of the politicians who have consistently opposed any change of law is Miroslav Kalousek, the new finance minister and deputy chair of one of the coalition parties, Topo 9. On Tuesday, he expressed concern about the planned change, saying getting rid of the middleman would not help anything. Iveta Jordanová, who heads the Czech anti-corruption watchdog Růžový panter, says Mr. Kalousek should stay out of the debate.
Mě osobně překvapuje, že se vůbec Miroslav Kalousek k těmto změnám vyjadřuje, protože má velmi úzké...
I'm personally surprised that Miroslav Kalousek should comment on these changes. He himself has close ties to a big arms dealer, which greatly benefits from the current law. Mr. Kalousek spent 5 years at the Defense Ministry and was responsible for its finances and acquisitions, and I think he still has a lot of explaining to do.
Na ministerstvo obrany stále ještě co vysvětlovat.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas and his cabinet will soon have a chance to turn their words into deeds. The lease of Gripen fighters will expire in 2015, and next year the government will have to decide about their replacement in a new multi-billion deal.
Jan Richter with that report.